रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद श्री रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 52 द डेथ ऑफ धूम्रवृक्ष. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Seeing Dhrumraksha of terrible prowess marching forth to battle, accompanied by his rakshasas, the monkey warriors shouted in joy, eager for the prey. Then a dreadful battle ensued between the monkeys and the rakshasas. The rakshasas were hit with trees, mountain peaks, and blocks of stone. On the other hand, the monkeys were struck with tridents, swords, hatchets, and arrows. Countless rakshasas slew the monkeys with keen arrows, carrying eagle feathers with maces, bars, and other weapons. Riddled with shafts, cloven with tridents, monkeys were enraged, and without the least fear, performed wondrous deeds of valor with trees and stones for weapons. Shouting their names in deeds of fame, they sprang on the rakshasas, dragged them down, and roared like lions. Some rakshasas were ground to dust by trees and mountain peaks. Some vomited blood. Some lay with torn flanks. Some crushed by huge slabs. Some were bit to shreds. Banners and flags broken to pieces. Wheels shattered. Axes cloven. And the yoked mules killed. The cars were strewn over the ground. Elephants of mountainous bulk. Rakshasa heroes like elephants in their madness, huge mountain tops pushed by the monkeys, heaps of dead horses, elephant drivers with headless trunk, and horsemen hit the battlefield from view. The monkey heroes of dreadful valor leapt upon the rakshasas and tore at their faces most frightfully. And those rangers of the night, worn of face and with disheveled hair, fainted away on earth, unable to stand the stench of blood. Some shouted dreadfully in their mad fury and struck at the monkeys with their hands, hard as adamant. In their turn, the monkeys sprang at them with agility and slew the rakshasas with fists, feet, teeth, and trees. Unable to bear that onslaught, the enemy began to flee in all directions. At this, Dhrumraksha, the great hero, was beside himself with rage and began to slay innumerable monkeys. Some ground down by huge spears vomited blood. Some were hit by iron bars and lay stretched on the ground. Some had their limbs broken by whirled sticks. Some were struck by smooth-headed rods and lay dead, their senses in a whirl. Some were pierced with tridents. Some were hit by the rakshasas and driven from the field. Some lay with hearts cloven. Some lay with their bowels protruding. Thus did the combatants on both sides fight most fearfully. That dreadful sound, intensified by the noise of falling mountains and trees, made the hearts of all beings quake in terror. In that battle, the bows took the place of the veena. The bowstrings were the wires stretched upon it. The spasmodic hiccough of the wounded men kept time. The song was but the dying whispers of spent men. Such was the music of battle. Dhrumraksha bent his bow, struck the monkeys with arrowy showers, scattered them all around and laughed at them. Seeing the monkeys sore confused and staggering to and fro, Anjaneya ran forth quickly with a huge boulder in his hands. Valiant as God Vayu himself, his eyes afire with anger, he threw the boulder on the car of Dhrumraksha. Seeing this, the rakshasa jumped out of the car, mace in hand. And the stone smashed the car, the horses, the banners, the bow, the weapons and the driver. Maruti, with uprooted trees, struck down the rakshasa in crowds. He caused a stream of blood to roll over the field as he brought down the rakshasas with broken heads and limbs. He made the rakshasa forces disappear from the battleground. Next he ran towards Dhrumraksha with a mountain peak in hand. Thereupon, the rakshasa whirled aloft his mace, bristling with iron spikes, and sprang at Maruti, whom he struck on the head with terrible wrath. But Hanuman, endowed with matchless strength, even like the Lord Vayu, made light of it and struck straight at the head of Dhrumraksha with that huge block. His limbs broken, he fell like a lofty mountain, crashing down and gave up life. At the sight of the leader thus done to death, the Rakshasas fled in terror and ran towards Lanka for refuge. And the monkeys chased them and slew many. Thus did Anjaneya slay Dhumraksha and his troops, causing streams of blood to course over the ground. Though tired, he was glad at the slaughter of his enemies. The monkeys lauded and praised the hero. The death of Dhumraksha falls on the second day of the fortnight. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapti Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.